It's time for Central Iowa Today. Here's Ken Hughey.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. Well, it's less than a month until Election Day in the state of Iowa, and that means local and city elections in this off year. And we have sent emails out to the candidates running for city council and or mayor and or the school board in Marshalltown, inviting them to be on our interview shows such as this one and to talk about why they are candidates and what they have in mind and why you should vote for them. So this is the first in a series of interviews that will air between now and actually the 1st of November. And first up to the plate to stand there and take a swing or two at me. No, not really. He's not going to do that. Is Mark Eaton, who is a candidate for the at-large city council position in Marshalltown. Mark, it's good to have you here. Thanks for making the time.
It's good to be here, Ken, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak.
All right, let's start with some basics. Tell us about yourself and why you're running for city council.
So I'm from Marshalltown. I'm a graduate of MHS High School. I have a trade degree from MCC. I worked as a draftsman in Ames on the board and then pioneered their CAD system implementation. I've paid for my own education through the years. I have a bachelor's degree in engineering from BYU, and I also have a master's in business from BYU with a minor in computer integrated manufacturing. I'm an engineer, an entrepreneur. I own two businesses, three rental properties, a couple vacant lots that I plan to develop in town. What else can I tell you? You can look my businesses up on the website. The CMC Doctor, it's an interesting business, niche market. CMC stands for Computerized Mat Cutter. I designed one of the leading ones in the industry. We were number two. Number two sold to number one, and so I let my non-compete expire, and I'm the only independent service tech in the world for these machines. I have customers all the way to Tasmania, the Arctic Circle in Norway, Japan, all over the country.
We'll have to talk about that in a subsequent discussion. I don't want to get involved with that because we're here to talk about the election. So among those qualifications and experience, what in there you think would make you a good counselor for the city of Marshalltown?
So as an engineer, I'm a logical thinker. And as a businessman, I have to add all the numbers up. And they all have to make sense. And so for the past, since 2016... I moved back, I think, in 2015. I've been attending all the city council meetings regularly and reading the agendas and doing research and looking at our policies. And so I feel like I've been on city council for like two terms, but I'm not elected to a seat. So we're going to try and get me there.
And you have run for city council positions on the council before?
Yes, I ran for city council in 2017 for an at-large seat. And then I ran in 2019, I ran as a write-in candidate for 4th Ward. Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you this. If you were to give the city and or city officials a grade right now, as far as how you think the city is doing and how they're doing in the governance of the city, what kind of grade would you give them and why?
So that's
talking big picture.
Big picture. I'm going to say a C.
Okay.
Why am I going to say a C? Because, and that's not a reflection on, I don't want to, I'm not trying to be, I'm on a hot spot and I'm not trying to be negative, but what I want is, I want to see more engagement from the public. And I think we have enacted city policies at the council level, which stops that. For example, there was a big debate on SMID, a local downtown special tax that needed to get voted in downtown. When it came to the council meeting, there was a big debate back and forth between those for and those against in front of the council. Now, isn't that what we're supposed to do? We're supposed to talk it out and figure out what we want to do. But after that, we changed the city council manual to say, hey, you get up, you have your 3 minutes and your say, and after those 3 minutes, then a city employee, staff member will get up and basically say what they want to say, and it may contradict everything you said, and you have no opportunity to say, well, what about X, Y, and Z? Did you think about those? I know you said A and B and C, but you left out this other part. You can't do that anymore. I don't think that's a good way to entice people to come to council.
And by the way, these questions that I've been asking, Mark, I'll be asking of every city council candidate who comes in, so you get a chance to maybe compare and contrast. And I've got two of those. One I'll leave till the end, but the other one is, so what else? You've brought up an example. What needs to be done better, do you think, outside of what you've just referred to?
We really need to work on balancing our needs versus our wants and our debt. In 2015, we had $23 million in city debt. Today, we have about $38 million, and we raised the internal borrowing limit, and now we're going to add on another $9.6 million. And so now, is all this debt right? We also, the debt that we have and the TIF programs and the local option sales tax, these all negatively affect the school district. They negatively affect the county residents, even though, you know, county can't vote. And so, in the city election anyways. And so I think we need to be better at managing the needs versus the wants. We've spent a lot of money on recreation over the past 6 years, and I think it's time to shift back to infrastructure and things like that.
What concerns you most about the direction that the city is going that you think you might be able to help guide the city back into another avenue?
So I guess the two topics that you just touched on are really leading to transparency and education and equity. We need to educate people on why, the what fors of how come we're doing it this way or that way. Why are we choosing to spend, you know, $600,000 on a bike trail to Wayward Social versus $600,000 on sidewalks in the community? Why are we doing these things? Equity, because I don't think all the city ordinances get enforced uniformly. Empathetically, there's a leaning towards, well, this person or that person can't afford to maintain their property or something like that. Mm-hmm. Well, we have a whole social network of nonprofits that can help in that arena. And the city steps up to the plate when the nonprofits ask for their backing in grant applications and things like that, which benefit them. And so I think we need to do a better job on the social level, working with the nonprofits to get them involved to help make the city better from an ordinance standpoint.
And you mentioned how since you returned back to Marshalltown, you've been to just about every city council meeting, whether you're there in person or online, depending upon pandemic and other situations. And I'm going to give you a personal opinion here, which I didn't, but it's just the way I look at things, because I've seen it elsewhere before. You're in a community, you're involved with, and doesn't make any difference whether you're talking about a council, board of supervisors, or everything. There's always that certain person or two that steps up and says, hey, wait a minute, what about this? I look at those personally as a contrarian, and there's nothing wrong with being a contrarian. Have you kind of taken on something along that line with your approach to the city council? Because there are some people that think that might be the case. Let's be honest here.
Oh, no, be perfectly honest, and let's use the right word. I'm negative. And
that's not my personal
opinion. That's the label being put on me by some. and they've also grouped others in that group with me, and I'm okay with that label, because if we can't have debate and challenge ourselves, then what's the point? Mm-hmm. I mean, let's just have some more 7-0 council votes and you know, get home so we can have dinner and watch a sporting event. I mean.
So let me ask you about this other thing. If you were from the outside and you came in and you just kind of looked or read about some of the city council meetings, it would appear that you are opposing Vision Marshalltown. And is that opposing what Vision Marshalltown is, or has it been more of how Vision Marshalltown is set up, or is it both, or is it none, or is that a wrong perception?
So I'm not opposed to the idea of Vision Marshalltown. I'm not opposed to the goals of Vision Marshalltown, which is to make the city better. Don't we all want to make the city better? I'm opposed to the exclusivity of it, and the non-openness of it. I'm also opposed to the structure, because it is not a legal entity, and it has come to the city council and asked for a contract to do business with the city council, and it doesn't have a taxpayer ID number, and it doesn't have a nonprofit structure. And I've stood before the city council and tried to convey that information to them. And so no, I am not opposed to it. The idea of it, or the goals of it, I'm opposed to the execution of it. I think we can do better. I think there are smart people on that board, smart leaders that know that this quite isn't right, but we're going to do it this way. And
we've only got about a minute and a half left, and I want to give you the chance to, which I do with all candidates and have, is that give us your elevator speech a little bit. Somebody goes up and says, "Hey, Mark, why should I vote for you?"
So all of the things that we talked about today are reasons. So basically, let me start with a little humor here. So there's a joke I told at one of the council meetings or candidate forums. The optimist says the glass is half full. The pessimist says the glass is half empty. The engineer says the glass is twice as big as it needs to be. Okay, so pure logic, that engineer guy, right? So I'm the engineer guy. I want to add all the numbers up. I want to make sure it's, but I also have empathy for the position of the optimist and the pessimist. I can see the direction people. All of us want Marshalltown to grow. All of us want Marshalltown to be better. I want to make it more fair, more transparent, and more inclusive.
Okay. And with that, we are just about out of time. I want to remind folks and forever that, not forever, but that this interview, along with all the other candidate interviews, will be posted on our website at 1230kfjb.com. So if you know somebody who maybe wants to hear what Mark has to say and not able to listen to it live, it is there for that. Mark, thank you for being the first guinea pig out of the chute. We appreciate it. Good luck in your election efforts, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, Ken, for the time and the tough questions. I appreciate them.
I don't know how tough they are. You've probably had tougher, I'll tell you that. But anyway, thank you, Mark, and thank you for being with us on Central Iowa Today, here on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.